It's Eagles football once again. Did a bye ever seem so long? When we last got together, the Eagles steamrolled the Pittsburgh Steelers to go 3-0. Today, we're at Ford Field in Detroit, where the Eagles beat the 1-3 Lions. Stafford in the gun. He looks at Tate. He fires to the other side to an open Riddick at the 10, at the 5, touchdown. Theo Riddick. Matthew Stafford. Does he give it to Zenner on a delay? No. He rolls left. He's looking. Still looking. Sidearms it. Touchdown. Base of the end zone. Marvin Jones. Are you sure this isn't Thanksgiving Day? And the gun is Wentz. Wentz fires. Complete. Touchdown. Josh Huff. Josh Huff on a quick slant. If this is good, the Eagles take the lead. It's spotted. The kick is away. It's got the distance. And it is good. And for the first time today, the Eagles lead the Lions. This is a 29-yard field goal to give the Lions a 24-23 lead. Ball is spotted, the kick is up, and the kick is good, and the Lions take the lead. But there is time left.
Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast, episode 37. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, and it was a day of firsts for the Eagles at Ford Field in Detroit on Sunday. Their first loss, which was created by their first giveaways of the season and their first substantial deficit of this 2016 campaign. It all added up to a 24-23 defeat. So after three consecutive victories, the Eagles fall to 3-1, still tied for first in the NFC East, but a disappointing way to end their Sunday in Detroit. The Eagles defense, which came into the game allowing just 6.7 points per game, gave up three consecutive drives to a red-hot Detroit Lions offense. Detroit scored on its first three possessions, touchdown drives of 75 yards, 80 yards, and 75 yards, and the Eagles falling into a quick hole. They were down 21-7 before rookie quarterback Carson Wentz showed some great poise. The Eagles offense remained patient, and eventually the Eagles came back to take a lead 23-21 in the fourth quarter, a Caleb Sturgis 49-yard field goal, giving the Eagles the advantage. And then after the Eagles defense held in that fourth quarter, Philadelphia got the football back and late in the fourth quarter, one play away perhaps from winning this football game. But on a 3rd-and-2 play from the Philadelphia 45-yard line, Ryan Matthews got the carry, a sweep right. He was hit by cornerback Darius Slay, fumbled the football. The Lions recovered at the Eagles 45, and they took over with 2 minutes and 34 seconds remaining in the game. On a key 3rd-and-4 play from the Eagles 39-yard line, Matt Stafford throwing to Golden Tate for 27 yards, an unnecessary roughing penalty on Malcolm Jenkins, moving the ball to the Eagles' 6-yard line. Now, the Eagles held there. Matt Prater came on to kick a 29-yard field goal, but the Eagles just not able to do anything. With 1 minute and 28 seconds left, down 1 point. Quarterback Carson Wentz goes deep for Nelson Agholor. The pass intercepted by Slay, and the game was over. Some bright spots in this football game. Let's start with the quarterback. Carson Wentz, 25 of 33, 238 yards, 2 touchdown passes, and after the Eagles fell behind by 2 touchdowns early in the game, Wentz remained calm, poised, and he led the Eagles to the comeback that didn't last. After the game, Wentz talked about the performance that was just a few plays away from giving the Eagles their fourth straight win.
Yeah, the biggest thing is that we just shot ourselves in the foot a couple too many times. Some of the holding plays, some of those things, those happen. But, you know, some of those, you know, delays the game and some of those mistakes that we can control ourselves, you know, we got to just clean up. You know, those are things we want to have back. And Lions, they play great. They came out and beat us and made more plays than us. You never enjoy losing. You know, that's just the way it is. But it's the NFL. You know, it's hard to win in this league. You know, they played a great game. We got to go back and watch the tape, you know, clean up some of the mistakes. Like I mentioned, some of those things we can control ourselves and go on to the next week. No, I thought we played okay. We just didn't finish. You know, that was the thing. I think the second half, offensively, we played okay. We came out, you know, we moved the ball pretty well, went down, but yeah, we didn't make enough plays. You know, the defense gave us that ball in the red zone right away, and we had to settle for a field goal. Those are things we got to clean up. We want to execute on those drives. Yeah, they made more plays.
Head coach Doug Peterson lost his first game with the Eagles, and while he's disappointed with the defeat and the missed opportunity, he also understands that the Eagles can grow from losing this kind of game.
I tell you what, it's a great football team because in that standpoint, we could have folded the tents and gave up. But sideline was very energetic. The guys understood that we were really beating ourselves at that time, and they rallied and then got ourselves back into this football game and obviously got the lead, you know, in the second half. And guys did a great job that way. And it's something to credit the veteran players on the team. And sign of a good football team is people could start pointing fingers at different, but they didn't. They rallied together, had an opportunity. it's tough when you lose close ones like this. I mean, it hurts a little bit more because you know the hard work that goes into every game, every week. And, you know, that locker room in there is hurting right now. They know. They understand. That's a good football team in that dressing room. And they just keep believing in themselves, and good things are going to happen, you know, down the road.
Wide receiver Jordan Matthews, 4 catches, 65 yards, and he put the game in perspective, the Eagles losing one that maybe they just let slip away.
Jordan, you've gone through this kind of thing before. What do you emerge from this locker room knowing today?
I mean, one, I feel like we got a guy under center who is poised, who's not rattled, and who's a competitor, and he always plays like a 0-0. And you don't always get to see that when you're winning, because when things are going good, everybody can be a front runner. But when the guy's the same when we're down, that's when it's extremely impressive, and that's when you can say, okay, this is the captain of the ship, we got to have his back, and we got to know that he's got to take us to where we need to go. But always got to rally around him and do our best to help the team win. It was extremely encouraging see him do that. But like I said, I knew he had that poise before he played the first game. None of this stuff surprised me, but it's still good as a receiver to come out here and see him do that. So that just makes me even more excited. I'm excited to go back and practice for the Washington game because I know these guys are going to bring it. The rest of the guys are going to rally around him and bring it too.
You feel like one slipped away today?
Yeah, it's hard not to say that. I feel like, you know, we definitely beat ourselves on this one.
I always think it's just worse when you feel like a team just comes out in domination.
If a team just comes out and just beats you, then you're kind of looking like, oh, like maybe it's hard not to question sometimes. But when you know that some of the mistakes you made are internal, it's just about everybody manning up and saying, okay, how can I get better? How can I fix my mistakes and just come out and perfect it? You know, each individual man doing what he has to do to make sure the team gets better. So we got to go back, figure it out. We need to win next week. And I feel like that's when games like this get put in perspective. Right afterwards, it's always like, we're going to talk about this, blame this person, talk about this. But at the end of the day, we come back, play better next week. You get a win. A one loss will get put in perspective. You can continue to move forward. That's what I think we need to do.
It was a tale of two halves for the Eagles defense. Detroit came out on fire, using different personnel groupings, formations, getting Tate into the backfield for some sweeps, throwing some screens, getting the football out of Stafford's hands very quickly, not giving the Eagles defense a chance to use that ferocious pass rush. In the first half, the Eagles giving up 199 total net yards. And this is a team that led the NFL, allowing only 6.7 points per game through the first three victories. It was an impressive performance from Detroit early in the game. The Eagles recovered, though, and allowed just 45 total net yards in the second half. Ultimately, it was not enough for the Eagles, and linebacker Nigel Bradham talks about the tale of two halves, which was the real Eagles defense, the first half one, or the one that dominated in half number two.
Being able to come out and try to dominate that second half and not give up any points, pretty much just try to get the ball back to our offense, force a couple turnovers and stuff like that. It was more of our style of defense.
From a team standpoint, what is coming out of this game, down 21-7, coming back to take a lead? What does that mean?
It means a lot, man. I feel like we got a lot of potential. We got a great offense. I feel like our offense played great today. We just got to come out on defense and not be as flat. And I feel like as long as we're not flat and just come out strong and dominating like how we should play it in the second half, we'll win a lot of games.
Wentz is back. Wentz rolling. Steps up. Looking. He is letting it go deep. He's looking for Aguilar, who makes, no, it's intercepted. It's intercepted and there's the game. Aguilar reached up and it was taken out of the air by Darius Slay, and that is it. That'll wrap things up for today. Once again, the final score, boy, it hurts to say, Lions 24, Eagles 23.
So it's a loss for the Eagles, 24-23 at the Detroit Lions. Next Sunday, it's a trip inside the NFC East for the first time, the Eagles at the Washington Redskins, a big game in the division. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me on the Eagles Live Podcast, episode 37.